Radio 9 Springs for Yeovil and South Somerset. Camille and Muscle Memory, which might come in handy after 2 weeks off. Afternoon, I'm Neil Quigley. I hope your Saturday and weekend is going well. I was on holiday in Ibiza last week. It was the second time that I'd been there. In my early 20s, I went to San Antonio, the party capital of the place. 20 years later, I went to the northern quieter part of the island. The weather was great, nice and sunny with blue skies at around 30 degrees every day. I spent the entire time relaxing by the pool or on the beach. I even managed to read 2 books, which is good for me. Harry Hills and Francis Rossi from Status Quo's autobiographies. If you're interested, I would recommend both of them if you're a fan of their stuff. This artist is very apt, as I did go a little pink in the sun. Radio 9 Springs, Christina Aguilera and Beautiful Madonna, and a film soundtrack song from her on the way next. Where I was staying in Ibiza, the beach was just across the road from the hotel. It was sandy and there were plenty of sunbeds to use. The sea was so warm, I did not even need to do that sharp intake of breath you sometimes do when it reaches your waist. Although I did not spend quite as much time in there as I would have liked, as we discovered lots of small jellyfish that had been washed up on the shore, and we could also see the odd one in the water. This made it a little tricky to just relax and swim, as though in my luck one of them would have stung me. That is the first time I've ever seen one close up. They are interesting creatures, although if I had seen a big one, I would have probably run a mile. Sia and Cheap Thrills at Radio 9 Springs on the way in just a minute. A lady who finished 7th in her year on American Idol, but very much had the last laugh. The hotel where we were staying while we were in Ibiza had some musical entertainment in the evening, as did the bar next door. It's fair to say the standard of these acts varied somewhat. Some were really good and others, well, were less so. One night we saw Kitos, who actually represented Switzerland in the 2006 Eurovision Song Contest in Greece as a member of the band 641. Remember him? No, I didn't either. And he's also been on the X Factor in Malta. He could definitely sing, which was more of a bonus than a definite, judging by some of the other singers that we witnessed. Radio 9 Springs, One Republic and Runaway. On the way next, I've got a big hit to play for you from probably everybody's favourite Norwegian band. A mural depicting the 125-year history of Clevedon Town Football Club will be painted by a local artist at their ground. Damien Jeffrey will paint the mural along the wall of the entrance to the Everyone Active Stadium. That sounds like a nice idea, and these sorts of things are becoming more and more popular. Maybe Yeovil Town should do one, either in town itself or around Hewish Park, if someone is prepared to offer them an agreed wall, of course. Mind you, it does seem like the new Yeovil Town home kit is proving very popular. The club website crashed after it was overwhelmed by demand. It does look quite cool, and it has received some celebrity interest, as the comedian Bob Mortimer put on his social media that it was very nice. High praise indeed. Gwen Stefani, True Babe at Radio 9 Springs. Tomorrow, it's the Marriott Family Fun Dog Show between midday and 4 at the Tail Mill Dog Walking Field, with 12 dog classes, stalls, ice creams, hot and cold refreshments and more. And next Friday, the Neil Burns Organ Trio are at the Ulminster Arts Centre from 7:30pm. For more details on those events and more taking place across the area, go to radio9springs.com. Radio 9 Springs, Avicii and Chris Martin with Heaven. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, if you were put in charge of writing songs for a big film, but you were struggling for a big catchy number, who would you call? Find out who the guy who was in that position for the new Barbie film did ring. And I'll play you a great song from Dex's Midnight Runners after we get the latest news, which is next. Radio 9 Springs for Yeovil and South Somerset, Dua Lipa and Dance the Night from the new Barbie film. I'm Neil Quigley. I hope your Saturday and weekend is going well. Talking of that film, Mark Ronson got a text from his friend George, the man who discovered LL Cool J and the Beastie Boys, containing just one word, Barbie. He had been hired as a music supervisor for the film. There is a scene near the start where Margot Robbie is enjoying her perfect day in Barbie land, hanging out by the pool, surrounded by fellow Barbies and being doted on by Ken. It leads to a giant 60-person dance number, but they did not have a song for it. So, could Mark write one? I mean, spoiler alert, it turns out he could, of course. But after Uptown Funk, we know he can produce catchy songs, right? In fact, he released a good one with this lady. It's Miley Cyrus. Hi, Liam Minogue and In Your Eyes playing here at Radio Nine Springs. Neil and Chris, the Pet Shop Boys, on the way for you next. I did something that I've not done for a while in the week. I ended up meeting a few people after work on Wednesday for some food and drinks in a park, a kind of impromptu picnic. It was good fun and it was nice to be out in the fresh air. However, what I did discover was I find it almost impossible to get comfy when I'm sitting on the grass. I've not got the flexibility to make it work, and don't even get me started about the problems I had trying to stand up after I'd been down there for a while. Next time, I will insist we go by a bench, or I'll have to bring my own deck chair. Radio Nine Springs, James Arthur and Say You Won't Let Go. George Michael on the way for you in just a bit. Right outside our hotel, when I was in Ibiza, there was a bloke selling caricatures. You could just get a black and white one for €15. It is something that I had often thought about having done, just for a laugh. Well, one night we walked past and there was no queue at his booth, so I thought I would get one myself. I know this is the idea of them, but he was brutal how he depicted me. I now think I know what people who have had a puppet made of them for spitting image feel like. I did bring it home and I will frame it and put it up somewhere, possibly on my front gate to keep burglars away. From one work of art to another, here is what we can see in the sky at night this week. Radio Nine Springs, Leanne from Little Mix and Don't Say Love. I have a great song from Phil Collins to play for you next. Have you had to get your own Netflix account now then? Lots of people have signed up for it this spring, apparently after the company cracked down on password sharing. They ended June with more than 230 million subscribers, added 5.9 million members since March. I don't have an account with Netflix at all. My girlfriend does, so if there's anything I really want to see, I make her watch it with me when I'm at her place using her account. Join me next week for another money-saving suggestion. Gabriels and Glory at Radio Nine Springs. I went to see Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band in Hyde Park earlier this month. I've seen them play live twice before, but this gig was something else. It was amazing. The Boss is 73 years old now and is sounding better than ever. The band are one of the best live outfits in the world. They sound so good. The set list as well was perfect. It built and built until the encore was basically just one big party. As ever, they were on stage for 3 hours. I had a brilliant time. I really hope they're back in England again soon, as I could easily watch that again and enjoy it as much, if not more. He looks so good, I reckon he could go on for another 10 years. And he did do this one on stage, his version of the Commodore song, Bruce Springsteen and Night Shift. Radio Nine Springs, Ed Sheeran and Sing. That is it from me then. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Have a great next 7 days. Stay safe. Look after yourselves and each other, please. Rick Simmons is on the way next after we get the latest news.